Morning, Joe.
Keeping cool, I hope.
Glorious morning, actually. I was out watering at 5:30 this morning. My garden's beautiful out.
These are the days that we wait for in January and February, yes.
Make them count.
Absolutely. Get out and enjoy them. And boy, did the weather not cooperate just gorgeously for all the events this past weekend, including the big concert on Saturday night.
Indeed. Yeah, we couldn't ask for better weather, truthfully. I mean, we need some rain, as we all know.
Yeah.
Preferred between midnight and 5 in the morning. But, you know, we'll take what we can get.
Right. But folks really should keep an eye to the city website because there are events there on the Common all summer long.
There are. We, you know, that was something we talked about when we finished the park, that we were going to, you know, program it and liven it up and, you know, let people use it. And John McDonald's done a nice job with the different types of entertainment, you know, throughout the summer. So it's free. It's usually food trucks around if you want to grab a bite or go to a nice Quincy Center restaurant after the concert. It's a great, great venue. It truly is. So certainly encourage people to avail themselves.
Yep, absolutely. It's a great, great asset for what's becoming its own little community right in Quincy Center, something that was envisioned during the start of the redevelopment project many years ago.
Certainly well received. The public loves it. It's a great space, and you know, having some of the great entertainment in there just adds to it.
Of course, summertime means construction projects and improvement projects like at the Point Webster Middle School, Mayor.
Yeah, during the summer, we do a ton of work in the schools. Obviously, there's things you can't do while the schools are in session. So our public buildings department is very busy with, you know, a little bit of a back order of work orders from the spring, things that you can't really do while the kids are there, as they say. But one of the more visible ones, really, is the Point Webster Middle School. And down in Lancaster Street in Quincy Point, it doesn't have much green around it. The major play area for the school is all asphalt, and it's sloped. So if you're playing kickball or something, the ball gets away from you. It gets away from you. You know, Speaker Mariano, state representative from that district, was able to secure $500,000 towards the renovation of that space. And we appreciate him for doing that. I think his family, a longtime Quincy Point family, and a number of them went to that school as kids. In fact, we put a into committee, the school committee, we put a request in to name that for his uncle, who was killed in Korea while serving our nation, went to that school. So full circle for the Mariano family, it's really cool. But at any rate, it's going to be well-received. I know the principal, Christine Barrett, and the school community is very excited about any improvements on that site. So this will be the first phase. So if you're looking at the school from the main entrance, this side to the left, it's the major play area. We will be doing work to the other areas as the budget allows. For example, there's a preschool tot lot on the backside that needs some attention, and we'll see how this phase goes. If we've got some money left, we'll move into that. If not, we'll find some new monies for that project. So good stuff. It's just one of the visible projects that people will see that are in that neighborhood, of all the things that go on in the schools during the summer months for preparation for September. Be here before we know it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and you know, schools, especially I think elementary schools, are really a linchpin of a local neighborhood. Everything kind of centers around that school.
Certainly does, particularly if you've got kids in the school.
Right.
It's no question about it. And there's a very strong connection to values in a community, property values, to your school system status and its success. And if you've got a solid, good school system, that means you're going to have good, solid housing property values. So it goes hand in hand.
Mayor, an announcement being held today regarding what will be called the Adams Presidential Center in Quincy Center. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so this morning we'll be getting together at the Adams Academy, which is a historic place in itself, as we know, was built with money left from the will of John Adams. For him, his intention was to see a school be built for boys in the classics, Latin and the Greeks. So it did survive about 20 years as a private boys' school, and then upon its closure, I think it was Charles Francis Adams that suggested the Historical Society think he's one of the founders of it, and then go into that building, and they've been in there for a long, long time. So this morning we'll be in that building to talk about the proposed Adams Presidential Center, which is going to include a new nonprofit foundation board, which former general, or retired general, I should say, Joe Dunford is going to chair. Catherine Craven will be on that. She's the CEO of Babson, and she's also chair of the Department of Education, the Board of Education, I should say, for the Commonwealth, K-12. Former Congressman Bill Delahunt. Those are the three charter members of this foundation, and that will grow probably to 15 to 19 members. And the main goal of that group will be to raise private dollars to create the concept of an Adams Presidential Center. And we're not creating a typical presidential library. I know that some of the stuff we kicked around early on, usually a library for a president is the repository of a lot of their papers and documents and so forth. I mean, the Adams papers, the bulk of them are the Mass Historic Society. Some would be it with National Park Service. Perhaps there's a little bit at Quincy Historic and probably a lot at the Library of Congress. But so it's not going to be that typical old place where scholars would go to do research. We're looking to build a facility that will be engaging, that will be educational, that will tell the story of the Adams' commitment to public service, but also hopefully be an inspiration for people to get into public service. And whatever that may be, it could be running for school committee, it could be going into the military, it could be running for higher office, it could be getting involved in a local neighborhood organization. But, you know, with citizenship comes responsibility, and I think the Adams family, of any of them, showed that. I mean, their commitment to this country was really unmatched generation after generation. It didn't end with John Quincy Adams. You go on to Henry Adams and Charles Francis Adams. And one of my predecessors, Charles Francis Adams, I think the second, served as mayor of Quincy, then went on to become the Secretary of Navy under Herbert Hoover. So their commitment, and I think the other items, Joe, that's very, very relevant to today. You know, you talk about, I know there's people that say, you know, the founding fathers, a bunch of white males. What do we learn from them? And I think that's such an ignorant statement. And I think that people can understand our history a little bit better, I think. The Adamses were, to the core, principal people. And they both presidents, and their wives for that matter, were opposed to slavery. They were both very concerned about partisan politics, about what would happen with the party politics. You know what? Today we're still talking about those issues. And I think they're great examples of sometimes it's principle over party. All the time it should be being an American before we're a member of a party. And we should also be talking about equality for all. Everybody should have the same opportunity for success. That doesn't mean, you know, there should be handouts. You know, there's some people that from the liberal side suggest that we should be redistributing wealth. That's not what their theme was. Their theme was for everybody to have the same opportunity to succeed. In fact, Abigail Adams, they had folks that worked for them in their farm. They had a black kid that worked in their household, and she wanted him to go to the schoolhouse in Quincy, and the school teacher, the schoolmaster, I think they called him at that time, was refusing, and she insisted and made a big deal about it. I mean, there's so much about the Adamses we don't know. How far ahead of the time they were. So I think people should reengage with some of their founding fathers' principles. They weren't perfect. They're all flawed, as we all are, Joe. Nobody's perfect. But at that time in the history of the world, for those minds to come together and create this incredible republic is amazing. There's always room for improvement. I mean, the Declaration said in order to form a more perfect union. They said a more perfect union, not a perfect union. So I think we could learn a lot from this. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to pull together as a community. This is a national project. I mean, this is going to take significant dollars. And I'm so grateful for the folks that have agreed to be part of it to date. We've had meetings with Mass Historic. We've had meetings with Secretary Galvin. We've had meetings with Congressman Lynch. We've really laid the foundation, the groundwork, now to come out and talk publicly about the idea, the concept, which will then lead to a facility. And by the way, locally, it will be a year-round facility, Joe. As we know, the Park Service, as wonderful as they are, they're seasonal. And the crypts, which is operated by the church, is seasonal. So we've got people that come here year-round. They'll give them an opportunity to experience and get a taste of this incredible history in our backyard.
So would this be on the property the city already purchased next to the academy?
That is certainly the first choice. Yes, we'll see how it goes, but yes, I mean, two things there. One is we secured that property to protect the Adams Academy, but we also secured it with the idea that maybe that's the location to put the Adams Presidential Center.
I see. And this would this be a private nonprofit, 501c3 corporation, or would it? Would
yes,
it, be?
It would. It would be a nonprofit. We would have a partnership with the city.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the successes of museums, libraries, and things around the country do partner with either the state or the municipality. And I think for it to succeed, we need all hands on deck. However, we will be raising significant private dollars in this effort. It could be an earmark from the federal government. It could be something from the state. But the significant amount of funds will come from the private sector. There's a lot of foundations out there, Joe, that believe in projects like this that provide significant money. For example, a few years back, the Teddy Roosevelt Library received a $50 million grant from the Walmart Corporation. Mm. So. There are dollars out there for something like this, and we're still trying to identify the total cost. Until we figure the whole thing out, as you know, we've got two national consultants on board working with us right now, so we can figure out exactly what we want to do. And from the ideas, the concepts, the vision, the programming, then we can figure out, okay, how big of a building do we need, and how should that be laid out? We did not want to start with a building and back into it. That makes no sense.
Hmm. And it would be a separate staff that would run it, and just a separate operation?
It would be a complete separate operation.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. Hmm. Any idea for a timeline?
I hope to be breaking ground for our 400th.
Oh, okay.
Which is 2025.
Yep.
We've got some work to do, for sure. We're going to be spending an awful lot of time taking the concept on the road to raise dollars, mm-hmm. significant dollars. So I hope at the very least would be breaking ground. Perhaps we'll be further along with the project prior to that, but that's mm-hmm. kind of the goal.
Has the city received the Adams collection back from Boston?
No, we have not.
Okay.
This project doesn't depend on that, but that's something we'll continue to pursue. And again, I remind people, that was Adams' collection of books. It wasn't his writings.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't his personal diaries or anything like that. It was a collection of books at the time that he had. It's about 3,000 different books, I believe, in that collection. It was originally part of a gift from him to the town, and then Charles Francis Adams in the late 1800s transferred them from the Thomas Crane Library into the Boston Public Library. I would suggest that probably wasn't done with full legal authority. He was well intentioned, but
yeah.
So I think we win the moral argument on that one very easily, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
John Adams said specifically he wanted those to go to the inhabitants of Quincy. So I think we'll probably make some progress on that battle. I think it'd be nice to have it. It certainly would, but mm-hmm. it's not contingent. The construction of this facility is not contingent on attaining that
sure.
that collection.
It's quite a monumental task, I'm sure you're aware.
I am indeed,
yeah.
You know. People say, what is he doing now? No, it's a worthy endeavor. I mean, you think about the commitment, and I do believe that historically, and I think it's probably because the Virginians were probably in more control of writing the history,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, John Adams, and for that matter, John Quincy Adams, never really get their due historically.
Hmm.
I mean, John Adams was probably arguably the most significant person at that time, pushing for separation from Great Britain, pushing for a revolution, you know, nominating George Washington for Commander-in-Chief, suggesting Jefferson be the chief author of the Declaration. I mean, on and on.
Yeah.
He was the instigator. He was the driving force to make this thing happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a Washington Memorial, there's a Jefferson Monument, and what happened to John Adams?
Yeah.
You know?
I know Congressman Lynch been working on that for many years, but not yet.
Correct.
Yeah. Appreciate your time, Mayor. It's interesting, and we'll learn more about it later on today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.